Bezal Hashem Mizbech, we begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Paras Aduma, in the laws of the red heifer, in the Sefer Torah, in the Book of Purity, which we continue the theme regarding the procedures of the Paraduma. In this Perek, we discuss regarding the garments becoming tummy at the time of the making of the Paraduma ashes. The Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding what's called Tumas Chiburim, a tuma when there's a connection. Kol Oiskin Bapar Metchil Vatzayf, whoever's engaged in the activities of the Paraduma from the beginning to the end, Mitamen Begodim Kozman Asiyasim. It contaminates their garments as long as they're making the paraduma. Shem, like it says in the pasuk, Basheched, regarding the one who slaughters Umashlech Eitz Eres, and he throws in the cedar wood, it says, V'chibes begod the begum, he's going to wash his garments, etc. But Rochatz Basarni, he has to wash his flesh. Then in Basayv, it says, Ravigan, who's burning the paraduma, it says, Basayv, so whoever burns it, Ichabes begod, has to wash his garments. And then it says in the pasuk, it's all about Midbar Yutes, V'chibes ho'esef esef apar. And the one who gathers the ashes of the paraduma has to also wash his clothing. Malam, this comes to teach us as follows. Shakolo iskin ba mitchil bat seva, whoever's engaged in it from the beginning to the end, mitamen begodim, it contaminates the garments, utun tfilo, and requires immersion, v'harav shemesh, and sundown, din tira, from biblical law. Now, aval mishamra b'shas asiyah, so whoever's guarding it at the time when it's being done, mitamen begodim medivreim, their garments become tummy from rabbinic law, as a gezer is a decree, shemiyaz ba'aver, that he might move a limb as he's watching it, for the purposes of being burnt, and then he's going to be like halacha, someone who's engaged in the parah, which then his garments would have to be washed. Halacha base. Kamakum shenema b'tayra b'tumah sichabes b'gadab. Wherever it says in the Torah, when there's a tumah, that the person has to wash their garments, it's not coming to teach us that only the garments that they're wearing at that time becomes tummy. Rather, comes to teach us that any garment or vessel that this tummy person is going to touch at the time when he's connected with metamav and the thing that's contaminating him, that all those things that aim to him, they're all going to be considered as tummy. Now, but the moment he separates from the thing that's contaminating him, in the metamav godim, that does not convey tumah to the garments. Ketzer Hasos, the Ram illustrates. Hanoi says in the veil, if someone's carrying a dead carcass, so echad beged she'alav, whether it's told by the garment that he's actually wearing, that's on him, or the vessel that he's touching, because Machu Nois, as long as he's carrying the nevela, where he's connected to the source of the tumah, hadehim tmeim. So then those items are going to be tummy, which again, not only what he's wearing, but even what he's touching, they're going to be considered rishon l'tumah like himself. Like we said, so to the one who's carrying it, he's a rishon, because the veil is av, and him and his garments are all considered as a rishon. Now, pedish mimetama, but once he disconnects from what's contaminating him, hishlach as nevela, and throws away the dead carcass, hadehu rishon kamei shahayu, so he's a rishon as he originally was, vim yiga b'kliya beged, and now if he touches a vessel or garment, in the metama, he's not going to make it tummy, shame vlad tumah metama kein, because he's a derivative of the tumah, only a rishon, which cannot contaminate garments or vessels, kamei shabran b'tchol zavazel, like we explained in the beginning of this sefer of Tahar. And mechein kol koyitz b'nevela, anything that's similar to the tumah of carrying the vela is the same thing. So too, whoever's engaged in the paraduma, which is what we're discussing over here. If he's touching a garment or a vessel at the time of the slaughtering of the sefer, or when he's burning the paraduma, they're going to be tummy. But the moment he pulls away from this activity, even though the person didn't deal yet, if he touches a vessel, he's not going to make a tummy. Because he's a derivative of tummy, it's a rishon tummy, and a person or vessel that touches a tummy becomes a vlad tummy. And a vlad tumah cannot make a kli into a tumah. Now, v'apada atzma, now, the cow itself, ain't a matama, that actually does not contaminate loy adam, loy kelim shenagba, not a person or not a vessel that touches it. El mas'asik b'bavaru atame. Because Ezer Kaza is only the one who's engaged in its activity, he becomes tumah. But toin tefillah, and he has to immerse himself in matama because he contaminates his garments that he's in contact with, kozmanja oizigba, as long as he's engaged in the act of burning of the paraduma. Now, halacha gimel, when do we say this? If it's mentioned, the strefes commit swasa. If it was burnt according to its appropriate mitzvah, then they have this tumah with the tumah of the begadim. Avlam nifsla, but it became invalidated. Hamasasku latar. Then whoever's engaged in it is going to be tar. Let's say erib psul b'shichtasa. Let's say there was an invalidation in its slaughtering, where that means nothing was done that was valid at all in these ashes, because from the moment it was slaughtered, it was already invalid. So in enim tam begadim, it's not going to contaminate someone who's engaged with it into that his garments are tummy. Now, Erib Sul B'Haziyasa, but let's say only later on, let's say by the spraying of the blood, there was invalidation. Then Karlo Isaac B'Lev Nebi Sul, whoever was engaged in it before, became invalid. So then it was valid at that point, his garments do become tummy. Lacha B'Sul, whoever was engaged in it after became invalidated, in Matamagadim, does not make his garments tummy. Halacha Dalad, Hishlam Lichnis Es Ephra. If let's say they completed the gathering of the ashes, Hamas Asik B'Acharkein, whoever was engaged in it afterwards, let's say bechilukah efer and dispensing the ashes or batzin asay or putting it away, v'chen in the gebay, whoever touched it tar, that's going to be tar. That's already after the production of the ashes. Now, the Rambam continues now regarding this concept of tumah b'chiburim of tumah of that's from contact, regarding other chatais on the surface, regarding other sin offerings that are burnt like the paraduma. Now, v'loya parbovat, not only the paraduma did we say this concept, but rather all the sin offerings that are burnt, minaparim, minaseidim, whether it's from the bulls or whether from the he-goats, hasarfam, the one who's burning it, mitame begadim b'shasrei fasei, it contaminates his garments when he's burning it, asher asefer, until it becomes ashes. Shari oime bepar b'sosha mikipurim, it says regarding the bull and the he-goat of mikipurim, which those are burned, it says vasarif oisim michabes, whoever burns them is going to have to wash his clothing. From tradition, they learned that this is a building block for all those chatars to have to be burned. That's going to contaminate the person's garments until it becomes into ashes. Now, when we say this, when, again, like we said, that there was no invalidations regarding them, and the burning that we're doing is according to the mitzvah in the place of the ashes. But if it became invalid in the courtyard, so nisraf misham, then you actually burn it in the courtyard, kipsul hamakdashim, the way invalid karbanas you do with it, and then misar from tar, then the one who burns it's going to be tar, because it's a different halacha of burning. It's burning for invalid, not for the valid procedures of the chatois on the surface. And mechena masasik behem mishiasa efer, and so to whoever's engaged in them for when they become ashes, in b'tam begadim, because they were invalid, it does not contaminate their garments. Now, And this is also even by the valid ones, because that's the mitzvah is already finished, like we said regarding the paraduma. Even by the valid ones, if you engage with it once it's ashes already, that's not the sreif anymore. That also would not contaminate the garments. Now vezeu sreif. So what's considered part of the burning? Like we said, it's not when it's already ashes, that won't have the halacha. What's the burning? So zeh amasiyah b'sreifah. This is someone who assists regarding the burning. Kugan hapach b'basa. Let's say he turns the meat over mashalchetzim and throws in the wood. When it's burning over the v'mhapach ba'esh, or he turns over the fire, or v'achisa gecholam, or he stokes the coals, kedesh de'ba'esh, so that the fire should burn well. But kinsman, all those types of things are engaged in the burning, that's going to contaminate his garments. Avla matzah sa'ur, but someone that originally just lit the fire of the wood before the animals put on. V'amasad esamarach, or just organized the pyre itself, which is the logs, then tar is going to be tar. Which kachlam dem peyashmu, this is what they learned from tradition. Sha'naisi parim, which is another halacha, besides this halacha of the burning, there's also shanaisi param usidim on the sarafim. If someone carries the bulls and the he goats that are supposed to be burnt, loitzim lebeisad deshan lesarafim, which that's not done dazar. This procedure requires that it be taken out of the machna to the place of where the ashes are poured to bring it over there. Tame, that person becomes tame. Umetame begadim and he contaminates his garments. Din tara for biblical law. Kozman shoizik balachasim, as long as he's engaged in the transportation. And betorin tefillah b'harav shemesh, you have to immerse himself and you have to have sundown. Just like we have a similar halacha by the he-goat, which is sent off the cliff, which actually the other, the Seirman, the Serafim, which is the Sar Lashem, and the Lazazel is its partner, Sar, which it's also sent off on a mission to be thrown off the cliff, where it contaminates all his garments and all the vessels that he's touching that are on him, as long as he's engaged in the sending off of this Sar Lazazel. Like says in the pasuk, "Vamashalecha Sar Lazazel." Whoever sends off the he go to the cliff, he's going to have to wash his garments. So too is by the Sar Lashem and the Parim and the Srafim. Lochahei discusses the time of the tuma of this chatayis on the Srafis. So when do they contaminate the garments? This halacha that we just mentioned, the previous halacha, halacha dalad, hanaisim parim masirim on the Srafim. We said just by carrying, transporting the bulls and the he goats that are supposed to be burned. From when does that tuma of the garments start? It's mishayatz b'hem chutz l'chemetz azar. It's from when they go out of the walls of the courtyard. Now let's say in the sum b'maitis, they're carrying out with these poles, and because these are large animals, you have four people, two poles, one in the front, one in the back. The yatzu miktzas hanoisim chutz l'chemetz azar. Now some of the ones who are carrying already exited out of the walls of the azar. But v'achreinim, the later ones, l'yatzu didn't go out yet. They're half and half out. So elu shiyatzu mitam begadim, the ones who left, they're already out. Their garments become tummy. The ones who didn't go out yet, their garments did not become tummy until they actually go out. Now let's say Yatsu, let's say they went out, the Chazu, and then they brought the bull back in, Lazar, into the courtyard. So Hanoisin Ba'azara, the ones who are carrying it in the Azara, although it was already once taken out, now that it's back in, they're tar, they're going to be tar until it's taken out again. Now, but let's say you had people standing out of the courtyard U'moishach ois mesham, and they're pulling it out from the courtyard. Me'achas shechazu, once it was already brought back, I mean, it had been taken out, put back in, and now you have someone standing outside pulling it out. Now, choylev kvar yos l'chot, since it already once been taken out, and ba'areza ha'moishach mechaz, and the ones who are pulling it are also outside, ha'areza sveik tamei, that's already considered a doubt if they will be considered tamei or not, because it is different than just a regular case. Even though it's inside, it had once been outside, and they're outside, that's a doubt if maybe they are having their tamei. Halach above, now, we said there's an equivalent. We said the Sar La'Azazel also has this halacha. So when does that tuma of the garments start for the one who sends the Sar La'Azazel, not the Sar La'Hashem? That's Mishayatza Chutz L'Chemis to Yerushalayim. It's not the walls of the courtyard. It's when they leave the walls of Yerushalayim. At Shas T'chias La'Azazel, until it's thrown off the cliff. But after it's already thrown off the cliff, if at that point he's going to touch garments or vessels, Tayyim, they're going to be tar. He doesn't have this halacha of tumah. It's only like his, so to speak, chibur betumah is only when he's actually engaged in descending off from when he leaves the walls of Yerushalayim to sending the animal off the cliff. Halacha zayin, hanagei b'parim over se'idim hanasraf ma'atzman. Now, if someone touches the bulls or the he-goats that are supposed to be burnt themselves, even after it already left the walls of the Azar, bein adam and kelim, whether personal vessels, bein cholim, bein mashkim, whether food items or beverages, hakol tar, it's all going to be tar. The chain, because it's only the person that's transporting it that has this tumah, not the animal itself. The chain nagu basar mishtalech atzma v'zman olchas, the same thing is regarding this other case, regarding the he-goat that's being thrown off the cliff. If someone touches the sar mishtalech itself v'zman olchas when it's being transported, tyrant, whatever touches the animal is going to be tar. Shein elam tamah, because they're not what contaminates. Elam is ask behem bulvad, it's only the ones who are engaged in transporting them. Like it says in the pasuk, "Vasoidif oisim mechabes begadav," which is the equivalent we said, "Where transporting and those of the burning, who burns them has to wash their garments." I'm the gay tar, but the one who actually just touched the animal actually will remain tar.